Welcome to Real Life Mentoring, where we explore real life issues to help you make an authentic difference in the world.
Hi, it's Chris and Christina, and today we're going to be finishing this three-part series on the image of a mentor. We talked about a farmer. Chris, what do you remember about our discussion about mentors being like farmers?
Well, you're going to make me think here.
Uh-oh.
Because we recorded the other two a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And when I think about a farmer, he or she, they dig up the soil. Then they have to plant the seed. They have to nurture it. They have to go back and forth. You can't just throw seeds on the ground and expect it to grow.
Yeah.
So think about that with a mentor. Many meaningful conversations have to happen.
Yeah. Then the second of this three-part series was we talked about how a mentor can actually perform with a mentee as an athlete. So they're helping determine goals, helping them with a plan to be healthy. Anything else, Chris, that you remember from that discussion?
It requires training, specialized training sometimes.
Yeah.
It's like pushing yourself to go to the next level.
Yeah.
Of an athlete. And so as a mentor, my personality bent is I'm called more of a challenger.
Mm-hmm.
And so this actually fits me very well.
Yeah.
So I can challenge a guy in a healthy way to take the next step in an area that maybe he's pulling back on.
Yeah. So go check those out. That's Image of a Mentor Part 1, Part 2. Today we're doing the final series on the image of a mentor. We're going to paint the picture of a soldier. So Chris, you have some things you want to jump into with us.
Yes, I'm just going to read this statement that I wrote several weeks ago when I was thinking about these three roles as a mentor can carry. So today is a soldier we're talking about. So as a soldier, I'm helping a mentor identify his or her enemies, such as unhealthy mindsets about themselves or maybe others. I'm giving them some tools to fight the enemy, such as addictions, insecurity, maybe troubled relationships.
And not you're helping the mentor, you're helping the mentee. As a mentor.
Did I say mentor?
Yeah.
I'm the mentor. I'm helping the mentee do this.
Right.
Yes.
So what are some of those characteristics that a soldier would possess?
Well, things that came to my mind and things I researched, characteristics of a soldier. You're on the front lines.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you want a soldier who hides behind the, you know?
Yeah.
No, you need someone out front being willing. It takes courage to do that. A protector.
Mm-hmm.
An initiator. A soldier needs to be strategic.
Okay.
A soldier needs to offer security. Courage is needed. Special training is needed. You want your soldier to have focus, and camaraderie is really important.
So, I love those. There's not one of those that I would go, Now, how does this transfer into the mentoring world? How does a mentor then, how are they on the front lines? How are they a protector, an initiator, strategic? Make that cross for us, if you will.
I'll start with strategic for a moment.
Yeah.
In our mentor training, we always focus on the six areas because mm-hmm. we're holistic. So mm-hmm. we are spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, relational, and professional or educational. To be strategic, I would begin to talk with this man who I am mentoring, and I would discover maybe from his own conversations with him, an area that's weak for him or an area that's causing him fear. To me, that's being strategic.
Mm-hmm.
Let's focus in on this. Or we could talk about, if we talk about areas that he is totally confident in mm-hmm. and not struggling at all, that's a good conversation. But being more strategic, let's get to the bottom of things.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense?
Which brings up the characteristic that you mentioned of focus. There's some focus. You're focusing in on your mentor. I mean, your mentee, their needs, what's going to best help them? What about you have security and protector? How can a mentor offer that protector and security for a mentee?
My thoughts go many different directions here.
Pick one.
Okay. Wow. Okay. I think as a protector, so I'm a mentor and I'm going to, as a soldier, be a protector of this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I know some of his secrets.
Mm-hmm.
I know some of his struggles. I know what that very thing that causes him fear and causes him to pull back. Let's say we're in a situation around other people, and I know that guy so well because of conversations we've had that maybe he's being pulled into a conversation that I know is really going to mess with him,
mm-hmm.
make it difficult for him. I could come in and maybe divert the conversation to myself if I need to.
That's a physical, if you were both in the same room, right?
Right.
Right. I have another example of being a protector and offering security as a mentor. Sometimes you may have mentees who their issues are quite serious. And I'm thinking of a situation with a young woman where a relationship that she is involved in is unhealthy, and there are some major red flags for me that I don't believe she sees. So what I'm doing is helping her to I'm coaching her to look at the whole situation honestly. I'm trying to protect her is what I'm trying to do.
Good point.
I'm trying to give her security in who she is, what is healthy in a relationship, so that her conclusion goes, perhaps this is not the best thing for me because I'm protecting her. There may come a point if I perceived this isn't a life or death situation, if I perceived that she was in real harm, I would say, you are in real harm. Red flag, red flag, red flag. I love you so much. I'm going to tell you the truth. You need to be protected. So that's another example.
Another aspect of protection I see would be when you believe the mentee needs to see a professional counselor.
Sure, yeah.
Because there's an an addiction, some deep struggle that we as mentors are not prepared or equipped to handle. We're still going to remain with them and mentor them, but in order to help protect them and keep them secure, I think it's time in this situation you need to see a professional counselor.
Yeah. And that kind of covers the basis. That's being on the front lines with somebody, right? That's being strategic. It takes some courage sometimes to be honest or to say, whoa, red flag here.
On the front lines, what happens on the front lines in war?
There's some battle.
That's where the battle is. That's where people...
some wounding.
Wounds happen. People die. It's stressful. I've never been in the military, but that's where the action is happening, and the stress has to be overwhelming some days. Mm-hmm. The adrenaline is pumping.
Sure.
So I think on the front lines with the guy that I'd be mentoring, I think I'm willing to go to the front lines with him, and whatever that means. Like there's a really unhealthy relationship, like you mentioned, with this woman.
Mm-hmm.
There's a really ugly mindset, belief system he has. We're going to go. We're going to dive deep into your past. I want to hear those stories. Christina, you and I have heard some stories that are so heartbreaking, exhausting.
Disturbing.
That you go, oh my goodness, that's willing to go. That's like going on the front line as opposed to going, oh look, that's too much for me. I can't hear that anymore.
Yeah.
I need someone, that mentee needs someone who will go on the front line. Can I just share my whole story with you? I read part of a man's story last week that he had sent through an email. I had to read it twice, but it was pretty disturbing. And I got off that call. It was not a call. I put the email down and was printed out. I had to kind of take a deep breath. That's going on the front line with a guy to be willing to hear all of that and then go back and say, okay, I'm willing to talk through this with you.
Yeah. You put on here a sense of camaraderie. What are your thoughts when you put that down as a characteristic of a soldier, and how does that work into the mentoring world?
I don't have this down fully, but left to myself, Christina, I will be conditional. To have true camaraderie, I don't think you can be conditional. Like, I'm going to stay with you as long as it's easy, as long as it's fun, enjoyable, meaningful. But to have true camaraderie is that we connect on the surface level where it's fun. We connect in an area maybe of interest or hobbies, but we also connect at those deep levels that are painful that most people don't want to talk about.
I'm glad you explained that because that's not what I think of when I think camaraderie.
Well, that's not all to it. What comes to your mind?
Well, I guess I was thinking what you're describing, oh my word, how necessary that is. That's endurance. That's long suffering. That's, you know, through the thick and the thin of it, which is what soldiers do. But when I think of camaraderie, my dad was in the Air Force, and there was always a marked difference when you entered that Air Force base. We're all Air Force. Everybody has their uniforms on. There's a sense of camaraderie. We're in this together. We stand for these values. Wherever we go all over the world, things may be in chaos. We may not speak the language, know the culture, but once we're on that base, We are Americans.
Okay, that's a good point.
We're the Air Force, you know, that sense of camaraderie.
Are you saying that you understand, there's an understanding between all of you that someone outside that group would not have the understanding as much?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think of times that has been a result. It's not always the result of somebody that I'm mentoring. Very often it is, but there's a sense of we're in this together. There's values that we share. We're working toward a goal. There is that sense of camaraderie in a mentor-mentee relationship. Especially, we talk a lot about one-on-one, but when there is a larger group, I believe mentoring can happen in larger groups. Is it more effective one-on-one? I believe so. But that group can share that camaraderie. We're all here. We all are here with the same purpose and goal in mind. I think that's another side of camaraderie.
I had a conversation with a guy I've never met just recently through a Zoom call. We connected through both of us care about mentoring.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, we met on this, it's a, what do you call it? Like a LinkedIn or something.
Okay.
But something else. And so I thought, I want to connect with this guy because he has some similar interests that I do.
Mm-hmm.
It only took a few minutes into our conversation that we realized we have some camaraderie.
Uh-huh.
Because he said, well, Chris, tell me about yourself, which uh-huh. I love that for a man to ask me that. But I began to tell him about how my life was growing up
mm-hmm.
and about my dad specifically, and then why I do what I do with mentoring today. And he just laughed. He said, Chris, I know why we're talking today.
Mm.
He said, our stories are so similar.
Instant camaraderie.
Total strangers.
Same background.
We spent about an hour and 10 minutes on that Zoom call. I felt like I had the beginnings of a new friendship.
Mm.
It was so encouraging. So that camaraderie is a wonderful thing to have.
Yeah.
What
I'm
else?
A word person makes me want to look up the actual definition. Okay, we want to read a scripture, 2 Timothy 2:3, that has specifically something to do about a soldier. It says, endure suffering as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Soldiers don't get tied up in the affairs of civilian life, for they cannot please the officer who enlisted them. Basically, it's a principle of a soldier knows what they are there to do, and that's what they want to accomplish. And I think that's a great attribute for any sort of mentor. But in the Bible, soldiers are often seen as symbols of authority, of even discipline and power. They're associated with faith, obedience, sometimes spiritual warfare. Some of the attributes of a godly soldier is they're loving, they're faithful, they're servants, they're disciplers, they're intercessors. So because we always come from a biblical worldview, I think it's really great to see what the Bible actually talks about and how those can be easily incorporated into the life of a mentor. Any one of those that you want to speak to, Chris?
All of the above? I mean...
yeah, those are good.
Okay,
yeah.
It says they're loving... but they're also willing to fight for you.
Yeah.
Those seem not to go together so much.
Yeah.
You need a tough man or woman who's a soldier. No, but I also need him to love me.
Yeah. And maybe that's the motivator. They're motivated so much by love for you. They're willing to fight on the front lines for you and with you.
I don't know if I've ever thought about this before with mentoring. I don't know that I've ever said it, even in our training. Are you willing as a mentor to fight for the other person?
Yeah.
How does it make you feel knowing someone's willing to fight for you, Christina? What goes through your mind?
I feel honored. I feel seen and known. The flip side is that I have fought for other mentees before, and they're not willing to fight for themselves. And in that case, I don't give up on people. I try to emulate what Christ would do, right? He is faithful when we are faithless. But sometimes there does come a point if someone is not willing to fight for themselves, if they're not willing to take steps, to be proactive, to grow and be willing to grow in health, there's not much more you can do. I can fight for them all day long, but unless they're willing to get in the fight with me, that's not a big help.
It won't work. I've said this many times over the years, but my biggest frustration is when I want something more
for
someone than they want for themselves.
That's a heartache, isn't it?
It is a heartache.
Oh, my goodness.
When you care about people.
Well, we want to close this series kind of expounding on that 2 Timothy 2, verse starting in 3, verse 7. I'll go ahead and read what I just read again, but it says, endure suffering along with me as a good soldier for Jesus Christ. Soldiers don't get tied up in the affairs of civilian life, or they cannot please the officer who enlisted them. Now listen to this, because part two is about an athlete. Athletes cannot win the prize unless they follow the rules. Super interesting. The first one we talked about was a farmer. Listen to verse 6. And hardworking farmers should be the first to enjoy the fruit of their labor. Think about what I am saying. I love this verse. It clearly, obviously goes with our three-part series of the characteristics of a mentor. Yeah, anything you want to add in addition to that, Chris?
No, it's really a privilege, but it takes a commitment to say, as a mentor, I'm going to be a soldier in some instances for this person.
Right. And if we bring it back to this scripture, I'm going to be an athlete. I'm going to follow the rules of good mentoring, right? And it's not a legalistic thing, but I'm wanting to win a prize. I'm wanting to go the distance with this mentee. So I'm going to follow the rules. And the hardworking farmer, to me, that's just the benefit. When I put in the time alongside of a mentee who puts in the time, there's going to be fruit. There's going to be growth. There's going to be healing. There's going to be camaraderie. I love how this verse just sums it all up.
They all three intertwine for me.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to think about these three even more, guys.
Yeah.
So as you listen to these three episodes, maybe you'll do the same, but I'm going to do the same. I'm going to go, wait a minute. Let me understand that my role as a soldier, as a mentor, my role as a farmer, and my role as an athlete. They're different roles, but they're all important and all necessary. And I see where I need to step in each of the roles at different times.
Yeah. Pick up your tennis shoes or pick up your helmet.
Or pick up
the plow.
Pick up the plow.
Yeah. So good. Any closing thoughts?
That sounds good.
Yeah. So this concludes the three-part series. The image of a mentor, we've given you three of them, one of a farmer, of an athlete, and a soldier. We're going to ask you to do something today. If you enjoy this podcast, would you like it? Would you go to the website and subscribe to get these on a regular basis? That just helps us, and we know that this kind of quality production is meaning something to you. And then would you share it with a friend? That would be really, really helpful. Today, we have a corporate sponsor, Commercial Brick. They're a family-owned business producing quality brick for over 75 years. Sorry, not for 75 years, since 1975. If you will go to their website at commercialbrick.com and check them out for your brick needs. Thank you, as always, for listening to Real Life Mentoring.